You pray with me for just a moment. Lord, we've had our meals, perhaps we've had our breakfast, but we came to this place for heaven's food. Feed us, Lord. Amen. I want to share with you some thoughts on the very last thing Jesus said in the gospel lesson, that I am the bread of life. Who eats my bread will never hunger again. So I have the privilege of calling on a number of the homebound from this congregation to visit with them, bring them communion, and so on. And so I was making one of my visits with one of them a week or so ago, and as I walked in, I saw on the table next to the lady of the house this book. Some of you have smiled, and you recognize it. It is a cookbook, actually, that was put together by the women of this congregation in connection with the dedication festivities of this building. Now, as some of you know, and as all of you will get to know if you don't now, as we get older, perhaps we cook a little less. And so it was a little bit surprising to me to see the cookbook sitting next to Shirley. And I inquired about it, and I said, "So what are you planning on making?" "Oh," she said, "I don't know." She said, I just enjoy reading the book." So it wasn't a cookbook. It was a book. And she simply enjoyed reading the recipes. Whether she'd make them again or not was immaterial. She enjoyed reading the recipes and perhaps thinking of the food and how it tasted. So today we want to talk about food. Well, not just that kind of food that we eat, but food, the kind Jesus says that he gives. I am the bread of life. And you'll notice that the cover of that cookbook made by the ladies here is that it is not by bread, this bread, earthly bread alone, that we live. So let's talk about food. If I were to ask you to define food, write a definition of the word food, besides oatmeal, raisin, cookies, what would you say? What is the definition of food? So I did what we all do nowadays when we don't know something. I dashed to the internet, and whether it was on Wikipedia or wherever, a number of sources, I looked at for a definition of food. Now, there, of course, are a number of definitions, but as I looked at them, this is the one that kind of stuck out to me. And I want to spend just a second looking at it, because we want to talk about the various components of that definition when we talk about real food. So according to that definition, food is any substance that living things, and here's kind of a key part, can absorb. So it's something that becomes a part of us, not just something that we use or say, "Wow, that tasted good." It's something that becomes a part of us, and as a result of that, it maintains in us life and growth. Now, let's talk again about food and heaven's food, or let's call it life's food. So in other words, from that definition, not everything that we can chew and swallow is food. You see a picture here of two kinds of mushrooms. They both meet part of the qualifications of that definition. That is, you can swallow them and they can become a part of you. Ingestion, we call it. But one will provide you with nutrition and health and growth, the other will kill you. So not all things that we can ingest are really food. There's other kinds of foods that we can eat that will somewhat provide us with nutrition, but not very much, and not very good, and not very long. The typical fast food Look that up too. The typical fast foods criteria are listed there for you. A lot of calories, basically about half of what most people need for a day, but only 1/8 of the nutrition that we need for that day, and way too much salt for health that day. One last thing about food as we kind of hopefully set the stage of talking about life food. So you remember in the definition, it is something that we can eat in order to be absorbed into us. So lastly, here are the stages, again, off the internet. I know you didn't come here for a gastroenterologist lecture, but here at last are the stages of that ingestion, that digestion, in which that stuff we ate becomes us. And you can see them, you can total them up. You'll notice that it's about a two-day process before what you eat becomes a part of you, that it's ingested. So what? So my brother and sister, it's a serious process. Now let's talk about the life food. I'm the bread of life, says Jesus. So let's be careful in the bread of life about what we ingest, about what we make to be a part of us. Let's be careful of life's values and where we get them and who we get them from that become a part of us, the things that are instinctively valuable to us. Be careful, because not all values are Jesus' values. Be careful of what we ingest. I had the opportunity when I retired from full-time work with the district to take some training in Chicago in what's called mediation. Unfortunately, our churches and our church workers are very good at many things, but one of the things that they are not very good at is resolving their difficulties. And I learned in my training and also in the experience of the number of years that I did that, where I got into conflicted situations, that if there's some issues that people have or organizations have or boards or committees or whatever have, you can address issues and you can work through a process toward resolving those issues. But, and this I was taught, but when we ran into a situation where it was a conflict of values, failure was almost imminent. Because values are what drive you. They're the things you instinctively say are true. They're the things you instinctively say are wrong. They're the things that you and I use to make our decisions, to set our directions. They're the values, they're part of us. We've ingested them to the part that they are us and we are they. And not all values are the bread of life. Doing it my way is not part of the bread of life. Careful of that value. Don't tread on me is not a value of Jesus. I don't remember him saying that ever. It's about me is not a value that Jesus taught us. There are values and there are the values that destroy us. Be careful. Be careful where you get your values. And be careful. Be careful when we make our decisions about what we value and what we don't value. Because there are some times when we're just not in a position where we ought to be making decisions about what is important and what is not important. There are times when we shouldn't be making decisions about how we'll handle a situation or not handle a situation. When we're tired, when we're angry, when we've been defeated, when we're discouraged, are not the times to not only absorb values, but to make decisions or set directions. Now again, back to Jesus' words. I am, he says, the bread of life. Another time, Our blessed Master said, I have come to give you life and to give it to you in all its abundance. If you eat that bread, you will never die. Jesus, the bread of life. It is Jesus who teaches you and me who you are. Who you are. You are, as am I, a creation of Almighty God. We didn't decide to come here. It was the Creator who decided we would come here and when we would come. You are a creation. Never, ever demean that in yourself. And then because sin entered into that creation, into you and into me, we are recreated in Jesus Christ. So that Jesus Christ came into this world to pick you and me up from the ashes of our failures and recreate us as what we will always be of what you are, a creature of Almighty God, loved, forgiven, recreated in Jesus. I am the bread of that kind of life. And it is Jesus who teaches you and me about our life, that it's a verb, not a noun. That life is a journey, that it began when God created us and it journeys to the eternal heaven. But it is not ever stagnant. It is never here. It is always becoming. It is like a river that you place your hand into is never the same river because it flows. And we live our lives with the bread of life, that we are on a journey, you and I, and that we need the values of our Savior for that journey, or we mess it up and we end up empty. It is on that journey that we learn that what is valuable along that journey is who we are journeying with. As brothers and sisters in Christ, we are not enemies. We are brothers and sisters coming from the same Creator and heading to the same destiny in Christ. And if we sacrifice the values of Jesus, the bread of life, we end up with emptiness and a journey that does have an ending. I am the bread of life, and I give you eternal life, said Jesus. If you eat my bread, if you believe in me, if you walk in my steps, if you see the purpose of your journey as glorifying God and touching the lives of those who walk with you, if you see that, then your journey is full and your life unending in Christ. Do you want peace? That's where it comes from, in understanding who you are, who God is, what is valuable, and where the journey goes to. There's no substitute for that. We can fill our lives with junk food, but that's what it is. It is junk. Do you want to feel God on that journey? He wants you to feel His presence. Then talk to Him. Then talk to Him like any relationship. It requires that. Do you want to not feel alone in the journey? You're not alone, nor am I. Reach out and journey with other people, other Christians, and Christians who share the values you share. Journey with them and walk with them. Do you want to not be afraid? Then learn that faith is trust. Trust in a God we can't see, but a trust in whom we believe. Do you want to not have a fear of death? Then walk with Jesus, because my bread, he said, is the bread of life. And if you eat my bread, never will you ever be really hungry. In World War II, the Germans decided at one point to invade Russia. Tragic mistake for the Germans, but at any rate, they did it. When they decided to invade the city of Leningrad, now called St. Petersburg, they decided they would not invade the city. They would just surround it and starve it to death, which is what they did. Hideous stories come out of the Russian people who were victims of the German army surrounding them. The Germans were successful in cutting off food supply so that the people of Leningrad were desperate. They ate sawdust because their bellies were empty. They ate wallpaper paste to try and stave somehow the feeling of hunger. And they died because sawdust and wallpaper paste are not food. Their bodies took them in, but it was not food. I am the bread of life. If you want to really live, eat my bread. I am the bread of life, for now, here I am on the altar in the body and blood of your Savior, our Lord Jesus. Take his food, this food, and the food he grants you in his word, and you'll never, ever be alone or hungry or without the assurance of the eternal life.